This time on The Relit Brief, we're taking a look at INC 5.2. After a few months of uncertainty around the date, we now know that the second part of the Intergovernmental Negotiation Committee, INC 5.2, is to take place during August in Geneva. The Global Plastics Treaty was to be negotiated over five sessions, so in this episode we hear from ReLoop CEO Clarissa Morowski, who talks us through what's led up to where we are right now and what to expect next.
The story really starts in Busan, which was INC 5. And that was that critical final meeting, negotiation meeting at the United Nations that was meant to ratify this plastics treaty to end pollution. Instead, it ended in a deadlock. So it started in 2023 in Uruguay with the first negotiation, but it was meant to end in Busan. So what went wrong? Well, after five meetings, the biggest fight was over plastic production caps or reductions. And while more than 100 countries on the UN supported putting limits on virgin plastics production, because let's face it, we can't recycle our way out of this crisis, some major oil and plastics producing nations like Saudi Arabia, Russia, Iran, and a few others blocked any talks of caps, arguing that the focus should only be on waste management and not a reduction of production. So there were other issues like regulating hazardous chemicals in plastics. And of course, there were issues around money. Developing countries which are in need of funding to build better waste systems. Healthier nations agreed with that, but couldn't agree on how much and for what. So in the end, there was no consensus at the end of what was meant to be the final set of negotiations. No real commitments and a lot of frustration.
And obviously we did a lot of work going into INC 4, INC 5, and everything that fell before that. But what are our sort of recommendations? What do we think is needed for that strong treaty? And why, if we are looking for that, why is there this pushback, do you think?
It's been quite a journey, let's just say, because when the initiative started back in 2023, there was a lot of excitement and everybody was keen that this would be a very robust treaty embraced by the global community. So at the time, ReLoop has been recommending recommendations since the very beginning. Our recommendations were very ambitious, but now we're faced with what is a last draft of the text, which is all they're going to be negotiating on. So the baseline has changed for ReLoop. Nonetheless, we've conducted a side-by-side review of this most recent draft. And on that text specifically, we've suggested ways to improve it. I won't go into the details, but for the most part, it's things like strengthening definitions for clarity and impact. Clear and well-defined terminology is the foundation of any effective treaty. And it's especially true when it comes to global plastics. And the current definition of plastics, in fact, lacks clarity and does not even align with international standards such as the Basel Convention and ISO definitions. And it's not just plastic. It's terms like pollution, recycling, waste, extended producer responsibility. They may seem straightforward, but without precise definitions, loopholes emerge and it can weaken commitments and allow for inconsistent implementation across countries. So that's a key thing that ReLoop is calling for, improvement on those definitions. We're also looking for some proper binding wording around plastic product design requirements. Things like binding collection, recycling, and recycled content targets to drive real progress. We are also looking at stronger language around plastics waste management and extended producer responsibility, potentially mandating producer responsibility so that operations with regards to waste management of plastics, and obviously more than just plastics, should be paid for by the very companies that profit from those products and packaging. We can also have enforced bans on burning and open burning. We can have more requirements for national action plans. So there's a lot more we can do in terms of strengthening that piece of it. And finally, I would say on the financial piece, as I said, there's a need for funding of operations, particularly in the global south, and sustained funding, but there's also a need for funds to build the infrastructure needed to properly manage our waste. We have a very large waste pickers community in the global south, and we can build systems to support the waste picking community, but at the same time, make an environment which is safe and easy and just. And there is a lot of opportunity to improve the treaty from that perspective as well. In terms of production caps, we're not going to touch that because we know it's off the table.
So what is on the table as we head into INC 5.2 as we're recording this on the 6th of March? We had the announcement this week. May come of a surprise to some people, but we got the announcement, the date, the time confirmed for INC 5.2. What are the things that we need to look out for at this meeting?
There is an elephant in the room. And this is a major goalpost that has changed, and it's the political reality of what we're dealing with today. And I've talked about those small countries that actually have fairly large populations, but there is a new wild card, which is the United States. So the recent Trump election victory and the Republican-controlled House and Senate throws a wrench into everything, because the last time this man was the president, he withdrew from major environmental agreements, including the Paris Climate Accord. And his administration is openly anti-UN, and there's real concern that he could pull back completely from the treaty. I mean, I recently even saw him putting an end to the no plastic straws bans in certain jurisdictions. So I think that gives you a sense of where they're going to fall on the plastics treaty. Without the US support, it becomes much harder to get the treaty over the line. Even in what one can only hope is the best outcome, is a very basic treaty. It's completely revised from the initial ideas in the treaty. It's much more the foundation for future discussions, which means that you would get a treaty signed, it would be sort of light, let's say, and then it would set the table for having conference of the parties year after year after year, like they have with the climate change agreement, to further enhance the agreement and work on appendices and work on schedules or whatever it is. So all we can really hope for is a very light treaty, given that major geopolitical change that has emerged since the last time we met.
Clarissa, thank you. You can check out our INC pages on our website, which is reloopplatform.org. And of course, you can follow or subscribe for details on our next episode of the Reloop Brief.